This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Andy Windsor is joining us. He is the chair of the Kansas Soybean Association Policy Committee. Andy, first off, what is different about this year's legislative process?
Well, Greg, with the pandemic, you know, our board members are not able to go into the Capitol like we usually do for our luncheon and breakfast that we provide. So we're not able to be in there talking with the senators and representatives ourselves. However, we do have staff that's in there every day, and so they're keeping up the relationships and watching for the different bills coming through the committees and everything, and keeping us informed on what's going on there.
So what activity has the Kansas Soybean Association had with the legislative process during this session?
We've had three bills that we've written testimony for. The one of them is a tax abatement on structures bill that's for structures that's affected by natural disasters. That began after the tornado in Lawrence here a couple years ago. And then the second bill that we've written testimony for is a pesticide waste disposal program. And that bill would take money from the Kansas Agri Remediation Fund and put it into a fund for pesticide waste disposal. The third and newest activity that we've written testimony on is a meat labeling bill for the plant or cell-based products, so that they're labeled as opposed to meat terminology. Another thing that we've done in the last couple weeks is our staff was able to give a presentation to the House Ag Committee about the status of the biofuels industry in Kansas. One thing I'd like our grower members to know is that with the pandemic, we are still in the Capitol every day watching for the best interests of our members.
All right, Andy, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
That is Andy Windsor, who is the chair of the Kansas Soybean Association Policy Committee. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.